following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, gas isn't getting any cheaper these days, so you want to maximize your fuel economy as much as you can. So use your Motorhead and get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for up to 10 fill-ups. Lucas wants you to buy a bottle each time you fill your tank. Really? Every fill-up? Yeah, whatever. I'd rather drive smarter and maximize my fuel economy with Gum Out Regain. Do the same and buy it now at AutoZone.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited
at
best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
it. He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow, wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Like the groundhog or the beaver. I guess it's a beaver. That is the best commercial going out there. The beaver chews down the tree. Save him from driving into the...
Oh, yes.
Was it Bridgestone? The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And a happy Wednesday to you, everyone. Glad to have you along with us on the program. Loper Link's going to be coming up here in a couple of minutes. UNK football coach Daryl Morris is going to join us, wrapping up spring, but also talking about their upcoming scholarship banquet and fundraiser, which is just a couple of weeks away. In fact, less than 2 weeks away now. So we'll be talking about that. Also, Drew Schenick, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, going to come in and join us. Yesterday was their futures draft. They've got the entry draft, what we call, I think, the real draft, the regular draft will be next month. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about how the season wound down and see if he's got a job. I mean, see if he's got a contract. We know he's got a job. So we'll see.
As long as he wants to be here.
We'll see how big the raise is.
I just got the tree. I was like, hey, woodchuck, quit checking my wood. That's where I thought you were going.
Also
early.
Funny.
Yes.
Also funny. Hey, you woodchuck! Quit checking my wood! Whee! Whee! Hey, who has more fun than people and animals, huh? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll get to the baseball game last night. Two things right off the top. If you want to comment, whatever is going on in the sports world, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, the upcoming draft, whether it's talking about what happened yesterday at TD Ameritrade. First, you can say there was 22,000-plus people there. I will kiss your backside if it was even close to that. I mean, if the stadium holds 24,000 and you can see empty sections – okay, so you handed out and sold that many tickets. Don't make yourself feel better by saying there was 22,000. And I understand it. A lot of these tickets were given out to people that worked on the stadium, invested in the stadium, donated money.
That might have been paid.
It was cold. It was cold, people. It was cold. And it was on TV. So if you didn't want to freeze, there you go. 2-1 and Logan Ehlers, great job. Throwing in that kind of weather, great job by the young man to come back. And you know. no jokes will be made about Logan. I mean, maybe no antifreeze jokes. No, he was warmer than everybody else jokes. There will be no jokes. But we want to hear from you on the program today. Send us an email to the Dent Popper inbox. And if you want to use the three words of the week, what are they, Merritt?
Red, track, and delivery.
Red, track, delivery. Use them any way you want in an email, and we'll have a winner at the end of the week for a large combo meal from Big Dally's Deli. And it is time for our weekly Loper Link, brought to you by Garrett Tire, Trend, and Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires or Appliances, log on to their website at garrettappliance.com. And by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. I should get used to this by now. Come back in, open the personal email. Peter Yazvak, schedule change. Peter Yazvak, schedule change. The UNK Colorado Christian baseball series has been moved up a day. The two teams will play a single 9-inning game Thursday afternoon at 3, as long as the weather holds, a doubleheader Friday starting at 1, and then a single 9-inning game Saturday at 11. This was originally supposed to be there, but the weather was terrible, or here, the weather was terrible, so they went to Christian, so now you flip-flop it, the series is here. They just want to get started and get some baseball in. Important for UNK to try and stay on top in the RMAC. Loper softball team, they probably left already. They're going to New Mexico Highlands.
Yuck.
That is the one thing about the RMAC conference that nobody will miss. Western New Mexico and New Mexico Highlands. Daryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, live in studio today. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
That's better than not live in studio.
It's better than not live anywhere.
We're going to talk about spring ball.
Yep.
Mason Brodeen was in with us last week. Tell me, we're talking about kids that have a chance to go to that next level. And with no disrespect here, I think Mason's a kid that hopes to get a call when the draft is over and get a chance to work out. It doesn't even seem to matter. That's basically what happens with Division II kids.
Yeah, I think Mason is a free agent guy. I think, you know, he might get the opportunity to be in somebody's free agent and rookie camp early, and then if he does well there, then they might bring him back to camp later on. So I think that's where Mason is. He's getting a fair amount of interest about that kind of thing from a lot of different teams in the NFL, and a lot of coaches have been through to take a look at his film and that kind of thing. So, but that's probably where he's at.
I know you need a break if you're a kid like Mason Brodeen, or, again, you can put the name, you can put whatever you want.
Danny Woodhead needed a break.
Well, yeah, you need a Division II. You've had a few kids that you've tried to help along here. What are you telling Mason? What are you telling him to look for?
Well, you know, you got to find a team that actually has a need for something that you might be able to do. The skills that you have, you don't want to go to a team that's stacked up front defensively and not going to even draft guys in the defensive front, because they're probably not going to hang on to a free agent guy. So you got to find the right fit. You take Kenny Onatula, for example, who is Tywall Onatula's brother. They played at UNO. Kenny's still with the Vikings, I believe, right place, right time. He goes there. He's out of the Canadian Football League. He gets to camp. A couple guys get hurt. He gets on the field, plays pretty well. 3 years later, he's still there. You need that kind of a break.
Mason's such a – we didn't realize how tall and how big. They're going to try and beef him up another 20 pounds, I would assume, to get him.
Mason's at 255, 260. Right. So, yeah, they need him around 275, something like that probably. So they're going to try to put some weight on him, and they can do that. But I'll tell you, talk about a break. You know where Mason Brodeen is today? He's in Omaha, and he's you're going through a tryout with Hendrix Motorsports today as a pit crew guy. We had a guy come through about 2 months ago that goes around the country and looks for guys to go into NASCAR pit crews. He's a gas can guy or he's a jack guy, and he's exactly what they're looking for. He's big, he's strong, and he can move. And he's 2-day tryout with Hendrick Motorsports today. So that's the kind of break a kid like that needs.
Hey, whatever it takes to get to that next level, huh?
Hey, the guy says you go to a NASCAR race, you're in a pit crew, and you got, Gordon on your jersey or Gordon on your flammable, unflammable outfit, you're a rock star.
Looks like another Doug and Daddy sponsorship on the way.
There you go, brother. That,
obviously, Mason wasn't the only kid this year. Orion's got some looks. Mm-hmm. You've had a couple other kids get some looks, but everybody's in that same boat.
Everybody's in the same boat. Mason's the guy getting the most looks of anybody.
Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk a little bit about their scholarship fundraiser coming up in a couple of weeks, but spring ball is over. Sounds like everybody survived well, all the players survived. Your thoughts about how things went this spring?
Coach Crocker can take a hit, let me tell you. and you guys know what I'm talking about. But we got through it, only injured one guy long-term, a backup, Daniel Rankin, a backup defensive back, actually injured his knee probably severely, I think, now with an ACL injury, just warming up. So it's just one of those things that happens. Other than that, we got out of spring ball in good shape. Jake Spitzelberger looked very good, but even more encouraging is Kevin Romero's development as a backup quarterback to Jake Spitzelberger really came along this spring, so we're excited about that. Peter Troush out of Minden High School is going to be a player for UNK someday, and he's got a sidekick by the name of Cole Manhart at the other tackle that was also a redshirt last year that looks very, very good. So very pleased with those two guys. Defensively, we got still some young kids in the secondary. Sandy Standback, who was a player for us last year, inside defensive lineman, has lost about 45 pounds, moving a lot better, and looks like he might be a force as well.
Daryl, obviously everybody's interested in who replaces Kyle Kaiser at the wide receiver position. Dylan Girdle's a kid from McCook. You had some people step up during the year.
Dylan Girdle stepped up and really came on this spring. Caught a couple balls that really showed us that he has the ability to be the vertical threat that we had hoped he would be when we got him out of McCook. We have a newcomer by the name of Aromas Robinson, who looks very athletic, very smooth, has very nice hands, and can be a very big-time player for us.
Is he the one with long hair?
He's got some braids. And
flowing hair.
Yep, but not he's. But that you're talking about a different guy. That's Andre. Aromas is going to be a good player. We picked up another transfer by the name of Nick Stone, who also looked very, very good for us. So we've got some kids in the wide receiver positions that we think will be comparable to Kyle. Kyle was a great one, so I don't know if we'll have anybody like that, but he was a good one.
You looking for some fashion advice or a transplant?
Well, I shaved it yesterday, but I was thinking about doing that Andre deal.
Well, the Andre thing would look good. Andre Galpin is the guy you're talking about.
Yeah. And how are you coming with him?
He's a journeyman type guy. I mean, he has a little bit of work to do.
Daryl Morris, UNK football coach, joining us on this week's Loper Link. Daryl, with the great running backs that you've had, the quarterback and the wide receivers maybe are changing a little bit as what we saw 4 years ago.
Right.
Do we keep recruiting that way? Is this a change? Or is I know some of it had to do with trying to find a starting quarterback there a few years ago.
Right. I and Coach Martin and I go back and forth a little bit on this, but I want a quarterback who can hurt people with his feet, as Jake Spitzelberger has done his entire career. So my preference is to have a quarterback that can make the throws you need him to make, run your offense, but also be that second or third tailback in the backfield every time you snap the football. Jake has been great at that. We lost our backup future quarterback last year, so we'll have a couple of redshirt freshmen coming in this year to kind of start vying for that position after Jake retires. But we need that kind of a guy back there. So he just adds a dimension that really causes the defense a lot of problems.
You've had an ongoing relationship with Pat Burns well before anything happened with UNO. Now, since that's happened, you're getting five kids right now. Hopefully more are on their way. We don't know that yet, but five good ones, it sounds like.
We have gotten five commitments from former Maverick football players, and Coach Burns has been extremely helpful in helping us get those young men on our campus and in Kearney. He's been very upfront with us in terms of an evaluation of each one of them, what he felt like they could do for us. He's very familiar with our defense, very familiar with our offensive scheme, so he's been a tremendous amount of help, as was Nate Newhouse, was on their staff and used to be on our staff. So between those two guys and the help of the other coaches on that staff, I think it's been relatively successful for us to get some. We've got a defensive end, a tackle that I think is going to be a good player for us. He was a good player for them. Jeff Seabold, who's a young man out of Lincoln Southwest, has committed to come to school here and was probably their best redshirted tailback. We've got a couple kids in the secondary. Got a tight end that they were very high on as a young player. So we've got those five kids who've said they're going to come to school here, and we're excited about maybe picking up some more.
Daryl, it's a little bit different when people talk about kids going to, say, Lincoln. They know that when their school year ends, their butts in Lincoln.
Right.
And they start going through things a little bit differently to get these guys acclimated to your playbook. What happens when they come
to
Kearney?
Well, we've talked to them. Best case scenario is they could come to Kearney this summer. They could get them a job here and begin to meet and get to know their teammates in our program. But even more importantly, maybe even start spending some time with some of the upperclassmen and starting to learn a little bit about our terminology and the way we do things. We are a week short this coming fall in Division II. We've lost a week of two-a-days through the life in the balance philosophy that the NCAA has developed in Division II. So it'll be imperative for them to have some knowledge base of our systems coming in because we're a short one whole week of two-a-days.
Darryl Morris is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, head football coach at UNK. Has Pat said all his kids are looking to play football? How many are they losing? How is this from the kids' standpoint? How is it breaking down?
I think a vast majority of them are looking to transfer and go someplace and continue their educational and athletic career somewhere else. There were a few kids who were very close to graduation who might not even been needed even 12 hours to graduate in December but had a year of eligibility left. I think those kids are probably going to stay put, stay on their aid there, and just call it a career. But for a vast majority of them, they are looking for a home.
We heard so much from the wrestling side of things. Coach Burns has been a lot more quiet. And one of the reasons was is it seemed like a lot of people were more concerned about the wrestling program than the football program. How is he ready to retire? Is he looking to go somewhere else? What's he say about the whole situation?
Well, Coach, you know, he did indicate to me that he didn't really know what he was going to do. I think he'll be in his early 61 maybe this May or something like that, and didn't really know what he was going to do. I think his not saying a whole lot in the media and that kind of thing was because they were still in negotiations with UNO about severance packages, not only for him but for his assistant coaches, and I think he just felt it was smarter on his part just to sit still and be quiet and work that angle.
Was it a total blindside to him as much as it was?
As I've been told by him, I don't think he saw it coming at all, no.
Well, let's talk about what is going on. UNK Tuesday, May the 3rd at the Kearney Holiday Inn. It's going to be the second annual Loper Football Packers Dinner and Scholarship Fundraiser. It was a huge success last year, and we've talked about it on the show before. We've talked about it with Chancellor Christensen and Athletic Director McBride. There has to be a way for money to be donated to the football program that when people donate it, they know it stays with the football program. And this is what we've gotten. It was a huge success last year.
It was a huge success last year, and we put it together in a matter of 4 weeks. And
don't get emotional. You were a little emotional last year.
A little bit, just a little bit. You know, but I'm not going to do it this year, Dad. Don't worry about it. I'm on medication. But it was a huge success for us last year. So far we got a much earlier start on the whole process, so it's really coming together very, very well. I think it's going to be a great evening for those that can attend, and we'd love to have everybody that can be there. It's growing to the point where Mr. Yunus at the event center or at the Holiday Inn is trying to decide whether he should have it in the Yunus Center or if you should still be in the Holiday Inn. So I hope I make it so big someday, or we make it so big someday, he's got to build another building. But, so far it's come together very well. We're excited.
And rightfully so. After last year, nothing but good things can come of this. And I know the excitement level for Loper football going into this season. People think, you know, Darryl, you've done it so many years in a row with a limited number of scholarships. McBride has promised me. He said we've got a plan down the road to increase that. That's great. But this is the year for Loper football to bring a championship, move on to the playoffs, and make some noise.
Well, you know, this is the countdown to the MIAA, and the recruitment that we did this past late fall, and even as we speak today, still recruiting, that fundraiser was imperative for that. I absolutely believe Chancellor Christensen and Mr. McBride that there are plans in the works, that they understand our situation, and they both understand that football is the one sport at UNK where if you do not have the right type of athlete, student athletes will get injured. Physics does play a part in football. Big object does move little object. SUV will crush a Volkswagen Bug, and you don't want to have a lot of Volkswagens running around on your football team when you're playing against SUVs.
They better be damn fast if they are.
Tony's realized that. I've run over him so many times.
Exactly. I can tell.
Darryl Morris with us on this Loper Link on this Wednesday. A lot of subjects to cover. can you tell the folks out there that there is a difference today that they can see as opposed to maybe even just 3 or 4 years ago when it comes to more aid and kids that are able to come in? Because it's, or are we still a step away?
Well, you know, when we go into the MIAA, I think in football, nothing happens overnight. And I think everybody in this state is aware, everybody in the United States is aware that the economy is not what it used to be and that states are struggling and funding is difficult. And even the budget situation at UNK changes almost daily, as I understand it. So, but I do have confidence that as we go into the MIAA, that there are some areas where the institution is going to try to make us more competitive financially in terms of being able to offer more aid to prospective student athletes, not only in football but other sports as well. But obviously I'm mostly concerned about football, and I've been told that. I believe that. I haven't been told the specific ways in which that's going to occur, but my job is to coach the football team, and their job is to figure those things out, and I'm quite confident that they're doing that.
Have we reached out to any Omaha financial boosters that were Mavericks and maybe we take their money here?
I thought about Mr. Sokol, but he's got some issues, I think, so.
Well, of course he's got issues. He's got a lot more money now. Daryl, tell the folks what is the banquet. I think last year it was so quick, some people thought, oh, this is an alumni thing, I'm not invited.
No, this is open to the public, and tickets are on sale. You can contact me at my office at UNK, 865-8033, to get tickets. They're $25 a piece. It is a social starting at 5:30, again, either at the Holiday Inn or at the Jonas Center, at 5:30 with a silent auction social leading into dinner. And then a live auction probably around 7:30, somewhere around there. And we should probably have it wrapped up by about 9:30, quarter to 10. So it's going to be an in and out. It's an after-hours affair, business casual attire. Going to be a lot of fun, a lot of things, a lot of great auction items. The community has just been outstanding in terms of representing us and helping us with this project. So we're very excited.
Plus, I think it's neat. The people and the kids get to meet some of the players and you know, it's just neat to makes you feel a part of something when you got so many local kids are going through right now.
And we will have as many as 10 jerseys that we're going to auction off, for example, of local kids. Justin Swedberg from Axtell, you know, would be one. So, I mean, just some kids like that.
I heard he introduced himself to Rustin Dring during spring.
He did introduce himself to Rustin Dring, and Rustin hasn't been the same since. So, you know, it's going to be a fun event. We encourage everybody to come out and support us. You know, it's we're doing what we feel like we need to do to be competitive in the MIAA.
This, again, is the second annual Loper Football Backers fundraiser. Includes the dinner. It's for scholarships. It's to help the program directly. It is Tuesday, May 3rd. It begins at 5:30 at the Kearney Holiday Inn. All the money all the profits for the UNK football student athletes, the Loper football backers. It's a community organization. There's about 20 members of it.
There are.
I'm sure it's kind of the same story. It's getting more organized as we move along. But the bottom line is, it's something that probably needed 10 years ago, and now it's organized.
It's organized, and it is growing, and we are getting more sophisticated on the way we're doing things. But the one thing that I do want to point out, that every dime that does not go to the small amount of overhead that we have with the dinner and that kind of thing will go into a scholarship for a prospective student-athlete that plays football at UNK. That's a lot of people are concerned about that, but I can absolutely assure them that every penny goes to a scholarship for a young person.
Yeah, none of this goes. I mean, there's no need to give pay raises to any of the staff, so it all to the kids.
We don't get paid there.
Not very well.
Don't tell my wife that because I got her tricked.
Daryl, anything else that you wanted to touch?
No, I appreciate the opportunity. I hope everybody can come out and support us. And if not, I would love to see you at a ball game this coming fall.
Folks, we'll keep reminding you of that. And we don't have to worry about replacing UNO because they weren't on the schedule anyway.
No, they weren't.
Daryl, always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great couple of weeks. We'll see you out there.
All right. See ya.
That is our Loper Link here for this week. Again, if you missed the very start of the show, the UNK baseball team is going to start things early. They're going to play tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Instead of doubleheaders Friday and Saturday, they're going to play tomorrow against Colorado Christian, a doubleheader Friday, and then try and get that single game in on Saturday. Our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and by our friends at Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. For more information on the Garrett Tire and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com.
Garrett Tires and Treads.
Back after this.
Listen, I just figured this out. If I started reading the VIN numbers off all the used vehicles on the Midway Auto Group lots right now, when I finish, your third grader will be in graduate school.
This can only mean one thing.
It's springtime.
Awesome! Awesome!
And that means it's used car time at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Kearney. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we know we've got the one that'll meet your needs and budget. And these vehicles are Midway certified pre-owned. And you know what that means. That's right, you get the famous Midway two-year up to 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance package. And you get the six-month up to 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, plus the 30-day exchange privilege. And just because you're buying pre-owned doesn't mean you can't get a good rate. Right now, rates are as low as 3.9% APR with your good credit. Get the deals on the wheels that everyone wants at Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole-in-One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole-in-One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The trauma.
Bryant for three, right down the chute.
All the excitement.
Tip jam by LeBron James.
All in one place.
Rambling it in through the foul.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio.
Partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 54. Winds will also stay to the northwest early, then become variable later today. For tonight, we'll see increasing clouds and a chance of rain late with a low of 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Dougie Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us on the program. We're going to talk with Tri-City Storm coach and general manager Drew Shenick here in just a moment. But, Daddy, it is Wednesday, and not only can you have lunch and all of your favorite specials at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island.
Including that pulley sausage and sauerkraut for $4.99.
I'm not even sure why you'd leave. You go in, have a little late lunch. You enjoy some beverages. You're watching afternoon baseball.
Then happy hour hits.
NBA and NHL. Then you got happy hour. Then you got burger night tonight from 5 to 10. And you got all the playoff games on. What is there, like 100 NHL games again tonight? There's just a ton of them.
Any burger off the menu tonight, whether you're talking mushroom burger, bacon burger, even the legendary Totally Jack burger, the Chicken Coop, it's $5. $5, Kearney, Grand Island. They've got it both for you. Wednesday night only. Burger night, anything off the menu, any of those burgers, $5. Folks, it doesn't get any better than that. Plus, they got drink specials every night, conveniently located downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. We've got great food and drink specials not only tonight, but every night at the Chicken Coop. Plus, you catch all your favorite sports. They got the high-definition TVs that await you. They've got the crane game. They can shoot that Buckmaster game. You can blow some elk away if that's what you're feeling angry about losing at Keno.
Yell at the Keno.
Yeah. Or maybe you're winning at Keno. You're picking all the right numbers. Not a bad seat in the house, folks. It's a chicken coop. Carney in Grand Island.
Everything okay?
Well, no, it's not, because I'm looking at this pitcher from Cincinnati, Mike Leake, who stole the six.
Not Leach. Not
no.
Mike Leake.
No, no, no.
Okay, Mike Leake.
He stole the $60 in shirts.
Okay.
And he had $250 in cash and three credit cards in his wallet. In 090. Yeah,
but you know, maybe those credit cards weren't, you know. Well, weren't, you know.
We still had the cash.
Okay, so he's got some
cash. He has straight cash, homeboy.
Well, maybe he's got to take the girls out for a date.
He got a $2.3 million signing bonus. He's making $425,000. Why would you steal $60 in shirts?
Initiation? Fight Club?
Maybe the...
Like one of them said on the National, maybe he was embarrassed because they were kind of weird shirts. You know, shirts that you wouldn't want to be seen purchasing.
Now, he's got to be a left-hander. Mayor, look up Mike Leake and see if he comes from... He's got to come from the left side because you know he's got a screw loose.
All right. All right. Good for you. NBA and NHL playoffs continuing tonight. Three games in the NBA. Denver's at Oklahoma City. Memphis is at San Antonio. New Orleans is at the Lakers. And five games in the NHL tonight. And we're talking some hockey. The USHL Futures Draft was yesterday. The season has been over since we talked to head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, last Drew Shenick. He joins us live in studio. Coach, good morning.
Hey, guys.
So we understand that Roger Goodell is making more than you now. He's getting a dollar.
Well, I guess if you put it that way.
Let's get that out of the way. Seth had a story in the Kearney Hub about it last week that you have been in negotiations with Mr. Brooks about contracts. There had been a number of years. There had been some issues. Obviously, you want some things. He wants some things. That's the way it goes in these contract negotiations. But yet you continue on. Where are we at with this thing?
Well, I would say that It's imminent that I'll be signing a contract to stay here and coach the team. Again, you know, we had some talks before the season ended. Everything's good. Like, I don't want anybody to read into it that, oh, we're fighting over different things. But, you know, again, right now the focus was on the draft and making sure that, you know, we got that squared away and we had it as best as possible. But, you know, again, I anticipate, you know, having something done very soon.
What? And I came across this. You want a bigger refrigerator, only red M&Ms. I mean, it's just kind of some sticking points like that, isn't it?
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's colder drinks in the fridge, and, you know, little things like that that, you know, we just have to have. And when we don't get it, I mean, it just, you know, it sours us, guys.
Doesn't sour you. It pisses you off.
Better daycare at the rink, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just a whole host of things. Like, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Like, louder speakers on my phone. I can't hear my phone. Like, just it's crazy stuff. But, no, you know what? He's treated me and my family very well, and again, it's you know, not something that I'm even worried about. You know, again, I know what's going to happen, and you know, it's just kind of on that timeline.
Now, you were worried about the draft. What the off season for you? Take us through the off season, and I guess if you say off season, you got about 3 months here. Where does Drew Shenick and his family? Where do you go now?
Well, right now we're here. And we'll probably stay here. But, you know, right, this last weekend I was in Chicago at the 95 showcase ran by the USHL. Both my assistants were out in Minnesota. Next week, both my assistants are going to Chicago to the 93-94 showcase to scout. The following, starting that Monday, I'll be in Topeka watching the national tournament, the North American League Hockey League's national tournament. So it's the top five teams are going to be there. You know, basically after that, we have about a week and a half. We'll have our main draft. And then, you know, things will kind of slow down for about a week or two. And then we'll have training camp in Vegas in June. And then, you know, I do have to squeeze home for my mom and dad's 40th anniversary in Saskatchewan at some point in early July. And after that, it's, you know, it's back here. And, you know, camp's going to start up about 3 weeks after that. So there's no rest for the wicked.
Drew Shenick, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, joins us. Okay. Most of the laymen out there do not understand what the futures draft is. You can tell them it's kids of a certain age this year, born in 1995. The basic premise is these are kids that you can throw a blanket over and they can be yours in a year or two, if I'm still getting this right. And then you get six kids yesterday. Take us through what it is and how you thought you did.
Well, it used to be called the Prospects Draft. They moved it to the Futures Draft. Each team gets to select six players of the 1995 born birth year. And these guys are players that will probably, you know, maybe one off of each team's list. Maybe will come in and play next year, depending upon how deep a team is. After that, they're going to play either midget or in the junior ranks and get some experience before they come into your program. And again, that's why it's called the Futures. But, you know, again, everybody's trying to draft their, you know, future superstars that are going to fill in. Because every year teams lose, you know, between 10 and 12 or 13 or 14 guys. So we're hoping that, you know, with this draft that you continue to have four or five guys, the six guys that are coming off this list, couple that with the actual draft and you restock your cupboards every year.
How many of these kids, on average, it might not be this year, the previous year, but on average will ever end up skating with the Tri-City Storm?
You know,
or their particular team that drafts them.
You know, I think, you know, out of six players, I think if you get a success ratio of four, I think you've done, you know, pretty well. And that's, you know, the plan that we had this year was, you know, we want four out of six minimum. We had hoped six out of six do that come in and contribute to the Storm on a nightly basis.
Obviously, there's a lot of these kids out there. When it doesn't matter, Fargo gets the number one pick and they take whoever they take. Is he on everybody's list? I mean, is he on everybody's draft? I mean, does you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the NFL or
right.
NHL. I mean, absolutely. Like, you know, our you know, the country's big, obviously, but everybody that gets picked is either playing major midget or midget minor. They're all playing in showcases at one point in time through the course of year. So, I mean, everybody has, you know, roughly, I'd say 85% of the players on everybody's draft list are the same. Some guys have got, you know, some funny picks where they've seen, you know, a player that maybe nobody else has. But at the end of the day, it just falls to where you rank them. And again, we had a wish list of 10 players that we put up on the board before the draft started. Hey, if we could get these, you know, six out of these 10, we've got a dynamite draft. And we ended up with four of them, and which I think is pretty remarkable where we got some of these guys. But, again, we had a plan, what we wanted to do, the direction we were going, and we got the, you know, four of the six that we wanted.
Drew Shinnick is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. The first kid that you select is Trevor Moore. Tell us why he was the shiny one in the first round.
Well, for us, you know, again, outside of, you know, Jaden Schwartz, who we had last year, you know, it's well documented our struggles to score goals, and this young man is a guy that can score. He's got dynamic speed. He's not overly big. He is probably about the same size as Jaden. I'm not going to say he is Jaden, but he's got good speed, good vision, and has a knack to score goals, and we feel that, you know, as he matures and gets a little bit stronger, he's a guy that, you know, should be very, very exciting to watch here.
He had 19 goals and 22 assists in 35 games last year, and his team went 32-3. Now, did I see the overall number one pick scored over 100 points? Was that
yes.
Right?
Yeah. His name
is that legit,
Taylor,
or was it a 20-year-old kid playing against a bunch of 9-year-olds?
No, that's legit. You know, again, you have to take that one with a little grain of salt. He plays at the Shattuck St. Mary's program, which is a private school, you know, so obviously they do attract. That's where Sidney Crosby played his midget hockey. So they do attract some of the best hockey, you know, hockey players in and around the world. And when you kind of skew that with when he's playing on the best team, you know, he's going to get points, but he's a very good hockey player as well.
Now, these kids are 15 years old. They've already left home to play for these clubs.
Some of them have, you know, again, it's, you know, where you're able to find a midget program. I know in Trevor's case, he does live at home in LA and plays for the LA Selects, but, you know, some guys have left home and, you know, are playing at prep school in, you know, like Shattuck St. Mary's, but a lot of these guys right now are living at home, but, you know, they're going to have to make that move at some point.
All right. Up next, the entry draft, or what we like to refer to as the regular draft, is May 16th. Right now, do you know who you would like to have first without saying who it is?
Yes.
Okay. And
is that a consensus with every? I mean, is there one player out there that says that's Lemieux?
No. I think there's probably between five and six really good players out there, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's what your team needs are and what you think you want. And we have a pretty good idea what we want. It's just we have to make sure that he's around when we try and take him.
all right, let's get to the point where it's uncomfortable. It didn't end this season. You're going to get a higher draft pick because of that. At one point in the year, you guys were going in the right direction. The trade deadline ended. Injuries started to happen. Take us through the last 2 months of the season, I guess is what it would be, or the last 15 games where just couldn't find a way to get a win. Now that you've had time to look back on it, from the coaches and GM standpoint, how do you put a wrap on what happened at the end of the year?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, obviously nobody's happy we didn't make it. That's, you know, certainly everybody goes into it wanting to. We're right in the thick of things. I think the major factor, truthfully, was the injuries. You know, when you lose five defensemen at one time, I've said it in the paper and I've talked with Skip, but it's called the dynamic of injury, and nobody really understands what happens when that happens. But when we went into Fargo, for instance, we had three healthy D. And the first 5 minutes of game one, Eiserman takes a puck off the melon, goes down. So now we have two. So we have to move our best forwards, which would be Cole Gunner, you know, Kenny Brooks and Matt Johnson, back to play defense just so that we can have enough guys to play defense. Well, those are the guys that you count on to score goals. So therefore, they're playing defense. They're not scoring for you. So
that's like moving a running back to a linebacker.
Exactly. You are moving your best players around the chessboard, but they're not necessarily doing what they're supposed to do, and it hampers you that way. Not only that, but when it comes to practice, what do you do with two defensemen? When you only have two defensemen, you can't work on two-on-ones because they go every time. You can't work defensive zone coverage because they're tired. And it becomes a snowball effect where you're just in survival mode as opposed to being able to work on things and get things going the right direction. And then when these defensemen play 45 minutes to 50 minutes a game, it seems like now they're tired. And you're expecting the same guy to go out there shift after shift in three games in a row and give her everything he has. He is, but he just doesn't have anything left in the tank. And it just became a snowball effect, to where it killed us down the stretch. And then when we finally started to get healthy, it was too late.
Okay, here's the question. Here's the question I got from psycho hockey fan out there. How come the teams that made the two most trades finished dead last and second to last?
Yeah, you know, there's something to be said for that. Again, you know, you don't always look to make trades. It's not like we like doing it. Is it fun? Sure it is. I guess you could say it's kind of neat to be in that spot. But at the end of the day, you're making trades. Chicago was based a little bit upon, you know, the start they had, you know, where they were at. Kids didn't want to be there. They were moving out. In our case, we're trying to replace depth that we didn't have. And when you don't have that depth off the futures draft, the affiliate list coming in to supplement your team, which we haven't had, but we're going to start getting there, you're having to trade to keep yourself competitive. And that's what's happened is, you know, last year we had some, but, you know, we had Jaden Schwartz in our lineup who made us instantly competitive. But this year our affiliate list didn't have, you know, players coming in that were going to make us instantly competitive like other teams had. So you have to go out and try and get that depth to do that. And it's a terrible cycle because what happens is you start trading picks away to get players that are just marginal guys to keep your head afloat where, you know, this year we kind of said, hey, like, you know, we've only lost a second round pick and that's it. And we've acquired a few other picks. So now we've kind of stopped the bleeding, so to speak, and said, hey, we're going to start building our team from within and we're going to stop trading. And now here's what we're going to do. And we kind of followed that plan here this year, especially with our futures draft and the way we're going to operate in the main draft.
It doesn't take long for folks to forget, and I know that Drew's not going to bring this up or address this, but in 2 years here, how empty the cupboards were when Mr. Brooks took it over, when Drew took over as the coach and the general manager. And Jaden, I think, came in as a big spark and maybe accelerated the process when he was a superstar, and had Jaden not been here, maybe we'd still be seeing this as a little bit of growth, but Jaden came in and showed something. And you guys are still, I mean, when you took this over, it wasn't a one-year building process, and this is only the second year.
Well, and you've hit the nail on the head.
That's not fast enough for me. I'm sorry.
And you know what? And truthfully, I mean, there's no, you know, I mean, you know, I don't want to hide behind, you know, any excuses, but you're right. Like, when we took it over, the cupboards were bare. And, you know, arguably, Mr. Brooks and my first draft, futures and main draft, was, wasn't a good success just based on we had 2 weeks to try and prepare. But we did have Jaden, and we had the best player in the league, and he was really good. And I think people got, excited, maybe jumped ahead of themselves as to where we really were. And, you know, coaches and staff included, it was, maybe we're a little further along than we were, and then reality kind of hit. But, again, who knows? I really, truly believe we had a real good group of kids this year. Had we not lost five defensemen at once, with Simone Denis being number six, for the year, I think we would have made a push for that playoff spot. But, again, the dynamic injury killed us. And again, we're still in the process. We have a plan. And I know it might not be as quick as what people want, but, I don't think they have ever come to the rink and said our team never worked hard.
And so we've talked forever, and we'll have so many more questions. But the draft now, your philosophy going forward, you mentioned yesterday that you got the five forwards because you needed some scores. You're going to need even more immediate help, I assume, in the entry draft. What's your philosophy going into that draft?
Well, I think, again, we're looking at best available players. With the state of our back end, we lose pretty much everybody. We're obviously going to look at some defensemen. But, again, we need some guys that can come in right away that, we feel can score. So we're going to kind of have a good mix of D and defense and offense coming in. We're going to look to hopefully have better imports coming in for us that are able to be more impact. Not that, Daniel Zarkov didn't play well for us. But again, we're going to, count on, some import help here as well.
How about goalies?
Well, we have Scott Diebold returning. He's a guy that, was kind of baptism by fire and I thought he handled himself very well for a first-year guy. But, outside of that, we're going to have to make sure that we have an insurance policy that, somebody that we know that is going to be able to push Scott, and Scott's going to be able to push him for starts. So, we're happy where we're at with Scotty, but we got to make sure that we have another quality guy right beside him.
Speaking of insurance, I think maybe Drew can help us on this, because yesterday we got roller derby coming out to the event center, and I imagine you guys are going to be heavily involved in that, but they want Daddy to be in the roller derby, and I said, A, insurance, there isn't a premium that they could afford out there, and B, how could he get a skate on around those cankles? I mean, you got any ice skates out there that could get around this guy's foot?
I'm sure we could outfit him out there. So, if it comes right down to it, I'll find something because I want to watch him out there.
We'll get you one of those walkers that the little kids use so you don't fall over. Well, Drew, we appreciate you coming in today. And anytime something's going on, love chatting with you. And probably see you again next month for the draft.
Anytime you guys want, I'll be happy to come on in.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
Drew Shinnick, head coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, folks, when we're talking sports, we're talking golf this weekend. Don't forget the Platte River Radio Make-A-Wish 4-person scramble at Indian Head. 2 flights, top 3 teams win cash. You've got a chance at a $30,000 hole-in-1. Someone's going to have a 60-foot putt for $10,000, and the net proceeds benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So check it out on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can call Indian Head and get your team signed up today. Don't wait. It's going to be fine for golf Saturday at Indian Head. 381-4653. 381-4653. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. thinkapproved.com. That's thinkapproved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 54. Winds will also stay to the northwest early, then become variable later today. For tonight, we'll see increasing clouds and a chance of rain late with a low of 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Tomorrow, Oklahoma baseball coach Sonny Galloway is going to join us on the program. We've got a lot more as we head you into the Easter weekend. And don't forget, with springtime, it's used car time at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, you know they've got the one that will meet your needs and have all the great guarantees, good gas mileage, whatever you want, car, truck, SUV, van, it's there for you. Just because you're buying pre-owned doesn't mean you can't get a good rate. Right now, rates are as low as 3.9% APR with your good credit. Get the deals on the wheels that everyone wants at the Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online as always, thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. thinkmidway.com. Daddy, we haven't even had a chance to talk about your favorite sport yet.
Well, I know team schedules were announced yesterday on the NFL Network by the NFL for each individual team. And Monday night game on October 10th, Chicago at Detroit. The last time Detroit's been on a Monday night football game, what year?
2001.
Wow.
Show prep.
You saw that earlier.
Show prep.
Did not, you know, I didn't think it was that. I didn't think it was that staring people
well,
in the face.
Dallas Cowboys, America's team. I mean, I don't care. If ESPN's got to shove the Yankees down my throat five nights a week, Dallas is on Monday night football one night again this year? What the hell? Aren't the Rams on twice? Really? Pittsburgh, I think, is on once. Well, and that's way deep in the year.
St. Louis, Seattle. Yuck. San Diego at Jacksonville.
Dear ESPN, don't hope that they're going to be good in Week 16. That's why we have flex scheduling to put them on Sunday nights. Pick traditional good. I mean, make them earn their spot on Monday Night Football.
St. Louis is on twice on Monday Night Football.
That's not. You can't explain that. You can't. Can't believe Carolina and Cleveland aren't on more.
Neither one of those teams is on.
But, I mean, I looked at the Monday night schedule this morning. Tell me when this just makes you want to jump up and down and run all over. Again, Monday night, great. Let's play a 9:15 kickoff in Denver. Why do we have to have two Monday night games to open the season?
I don't understand.
Okay. Then week two. St. Louis at the Giants.
Well, Sam Bradford's going to make a huge jump.
Washington at Dallas, traditional matchup. And that's the only time Dallas is on. Indianapolis at Tampa Bay. Okay. Tampa Bay because of Chicago at Detroit. Okay, if you're going to put Detroit on, that's a good matchup. Miami at the Jets. Good. Baltimore at Jacksonville. Okay. Kansas City finally gets back on Monday night against San Diego. Chicago at Philadelphia. All of a sudden, why are we falling in love with the Bears and their boring brand of football? I mean, St. Louis, Chicago, Philadelphia. Minnesota at Green Bay. Why is that exciting anymore? Minnesota's horrible and will be again this year. Kansas City at New England. Okay, I like that.
But right Kansas now, City's twice?
Twice in a month. Twice in a month. Then Thanksgiving, a rematch of the Snow Bowl, Miami at Dallas. Rematch of the Leon Lett game, which I'm proud to say I was at.
That's
live
pretty
in
cool.
Person. The Monday night game that week, the Giants at New Orleans. Okay, that's fine. But are you trying to tell me there's more Giants fans than Cowboy fans, Steeler fans, Packer fans? And then you get to the end. There's two or three there. Pittsburgh, San Francisco.
Well, I told you.
Seattle, St. Louis. Blah.
You know, the last one right now really looks awesome because it's the Saints and Falcons matching up again, which should be a great matchup as you look ahead.
Well, you just rolling the dice the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, Pittsburgh at San Francisco. I mean, if you think Pittsburgh is going to be right there at the end, jockeying for playoff position, but San Francisco, you don't know much about them. St. Louis, Seattle, and San Diego at Jacksonville. I don't understand those two.
And you know what? Pittsburgh does come to Kansas City. I looked at Kansas City. I looked at Denver. I looked at, where you could get in the vehicle and drive, and I think those are the two legitimates. I mean, yeah, you can go to Minnesota and you can go to Dallas, but let's face it, where you could drive and then come back after the game, a five-hour trip, and feel comfortable with that. I didn't see a whole lot to jump up and down about on either one of their schedules.
Now, if you want to go see Big Sue, Detroit comes. Yeah. Yeah,
Detroit is at Denver and Pittsburgh's at Kansas City. If I remember right, those are the two that stuck out.
I think you've nailed it. I mean,
I'll let you look over that a little bit more, but we need to take our final break and wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. How about two breakfast or sandwiches for $3? They're there until 11 o'clock every day. Two locations in Kearney, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema, and next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, also North Platte, Lexington, and Cozad.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hannah's father trained her to be an assassin.
Doctor,
her government denied her existence.
Take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
And her target is the one woman who holds the key to her past.
We need to keep this contained, gentlemen.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, and Cate Blanchett.
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
Hannah.
Come and find me.
Directed by Joe Wright. Original score by the Chemical Brothers. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Hannah starts Friday.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Show. How about the biggest, and we talked so long to Drew Shinnick about what was going on here. I wanted to get his thoughts on what was going on in the USHL playoffs and in the NHL playoffs and see who his choice was, but we ran out of time. And
are we winning, Merritt? Who are our teams? Are they winning?
I think so. I got scared about San Jose. I was watching it, but I was like, biggest, oh, no, Tony's going to kick me, but no.
Biggest comeback in history. San Jose down 4-0 and wins at 6-5 in overtime yesterday.
Who are my teams?
San Jose and Washington.
I put so much time into those.
And Doug's got Philly and Detroit.
Everybody's winning.
I think so.
Winning. Alex Gordon, 13-game hit streak. There's three guys that have hit streaks going for the Royals of significance. A couple of more hits last night. The Royals 5-4.
A little nerve-wracking.
Again, trying to give it away at the end. Nice.
Soria. Soria's not himself.
Well, Gordon doesn't make that outstanding defensive play again. He's had a few in the last.
Well, hell, he threw the guy out at home, too.
Threw him out, made the catch in the ninth, or they might lose that 5-0 lead and lose the baseball game. Logan Ehlers, your thoughts last night?
You know, 5 1/3, I don't care who you're playing. Had to be energized, had to be adrenaline going through him, taking the mound out there. But a phenomenal job the kid showed. He got backed into some corners but found his way out of a couple times, and good for him.
I think he tasted his first set of nerves there in the eighth inning. He quit throwing what was being successful for him, and you just have to – I'm glad that Mike Anderson stayed with Logan, even though in the interview on NET he said he wasn't going to complete the game. He had a couple of other kids, but I'm glad he stayed with him instead of bringing some hack in out of the bullpen to give up a run, because that's just the way things have been going for Nebraska. Yeah,
when he
gets him out.
You know, he walked the one guy, and I think they were going to go out to the mound, and I think Ehlers even looked over there and said, I'm fine. I got this.
Well, yeah, he had a walk, and then the infield dunk hit. Yeah. That was a squibber off the end of the bat. Well, he makes a good pitch. That's not his fault. He was still pitching good, so Nebraska gets the win, although it was not impressive. It was a cold night. Neither team hit the ball worth a darn, but it is what it is, and Nebraska gets the win.
Both runs unearned. Yeah. The Huskers guy, yeah.
Well, that's, again, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, unearned runs, I don't think either run scored on an error. I think both guys got on because of errors, if I remember that correctly. National Wrestling Hall of Fame and Museum has selected their state and regional winners of the Dave Schultz High School Excellence Award. It is awarded to a wrestler in each state based on their excellence, not only in wrestling, but scholastic achievement, character, citizenship, and community service. And the Nebraska winner is Austin Wilson of Hastings St. Cecilia.
Congratulations.
So congratulations to him. He's headed to Nebraska. St. Cecilia's track team sweeped the Superior Invite yesterday. Thayer Central, the runner-up. And Deschler was third on the boys. I haven't heard from Bill and Deschler in a long time. He must be satisfied with everything that's going on.
Yeah, is he upset? I don't hope.
No,
hope
I just think he's happy. I just think he's happy about everything. Maybe we'll hear from Bill by the end of the week. Over at the Overton track meet yesterday, the Axtell boys edged Sargent by 4 points. Then SEM and Overton on the girls' side. Ansley's got a pretty good track team again. Axtell the runner-up, Sargent and SEM. Soccer, Kearney boys win over North Platte 4-0. The girls are beaten 1-0. Kearney Catholic girls beat Lexington in a shootout. Kearney Catholic boys lose to Lexington. Hastings girls beat Columbus by a score of 2-1 yesterday. And I think that's pretty much everything on the world of sports today. Also a reminder, Kearney Five Point and Little Caesars baseball players, the parent meeting is tonight at Harmon Park Activity Center in Kearney. All parents are reminded of this mandatory meeting to register their sons for the upcoming year. Sign-up starts at 6. The meeting's at 6:45. Parents are reminded to bring the insurance cards and a calendar for the upcoming season tonight at Harmon Park. We want to thank Drew Sinek, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, for joining us on the program today, and UNK head football coach Daryl Morris to wrap up spring and talk about the upcoming Loper Football Backers Scholarship Fundraiser on May the 3rd. Tomorrow, it is Sonny Galloway, head baseball coach at Oklahoma, among our guests.
Hey, we look forward to having you right back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 out friends in Hastings. Love to have you join us again. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.